We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord of the church, guide us, lead us, protect us. Help us to see that marvelous grace you have poured out into each of our lives. As we remember your ascension, we also know, Lord, that you will come again to call us to yourself, to be eternally one with you. Bless us this day as we go to your word, as we consider those who will be confirmed in our second service also. Help us to be reminded how each of us is attached to the vine. In your name we pray. Amen. In this first service this morning, we are celebrating the ascension of our Lord. 40 days after Easter, this last Thursday, we would have celebrated our Lord's ascension into heaven. And in fact, there was a time when we would have had a worship service on Ascension Day. It so happens that confirmation falls just a few days after ascension. But it's important for us to think about the similarities as the disciples, and then as we talk about our confirmants who will be sitting here in second service. It is interesting to me that our gospel comes from Luke's gospel, who is also the writer of the book of Acts. And here in our gospel reading, he talks about Jesus departing, and then he tells us about how he taught them all of these things. And he said to them, "Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And then he led them out to be ascended. And then when you see the opening of the book of Acts, there they are on the mountain, and one of the disciples asked Jesus, because they were at a place where they're wondering what's happening. Here they are out in Bethany. He's given him all this to know. And then one of them must have known something he wasn't sure about. And so he asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to establish your kingdom?" Interesting, because here they are, have spent 40 days after the resurrection with their Lord, and now one of them is asking, "Are you at this time?" Did they really get what was going on? And I think it reminded me that what confirmation sometimes is like. We'll have six young people sitting in this first row, second service. And I wonder if they're going to be wondering what this is really all about. Do you remember your confirmation? Those of you who were confirmed in the church, do you remember what it was all about? I was thinking about that in my preparations. For me, confirmation was a long time ago. Okay, 60 years ago. That's a long time ago. I knew somebody was going to say it. All right, yeah. What do you remember about that day? And I was thinking about that. I remember sitting in front of the congregation in that semicircle, which they used to make you do. I was in a fairly big class, and there we sat, trembling. Trembling because the pastor could ask us one of 300 and some questions. And you needed to be able to answer them all. Now, I see some of you smiling and laughing because you've been there, done that. You probably didn't get a t-shirt, though, but you've been there, done that. Yes. And I was thinking about it. Here are the disciples. Jesus is about to send back into heaven, and they're kind of wondering what's going on. What's this all about? And what we learn from the book of Acts is as soon as Jesus ascends back to the Father, they go back into the city and they begin the business of choosing a disciple to replace Judas. When young people sit in front of the congregation for confirmation, what is this all about? It was about studying the six chief parts of Christian doctrine and all the things that go with it. Mrs. Erickson has worked hard with these young people over 2 years now. She's tried to prepare them, and you know, it's interesting. We think we've learned a lot of things, but how quickly we can forget them. This group has retreated together twice. They've worked together. They've grown together. And then as they sit here this morning, they're probably wondering what this is really going to mean for us as we live out our lives. How has your confirmation stuck with you? Here, the disciples standing on that hill, watching Jesus to ascend, and one of the words that kind of struck me was, I wonder if one of them was thinking about abandonment. He just abandoned us. It's an appropriate word. Where are young people going from here today? What will be their focus in the years ahead, that journey we call life? For many of us, we have to look back. We look back to all those years and where God has taken us. How did our relationship, our confirmation, impact your life or my life? This morning, as I talk with the young people, I'm going to be talking about John 15. Because in John 15, verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Where is your attachment? It seems like time has just flown by since my confirmation day. For some of you, you were fortunate enough to go to a parochial school and get that education that's provided there. Some of our confirmants have been together for a long time in this school here. Some of you maybe weren't confirmed as a young person. You came into the church as an adult, and maybe you went through some course of instruction. I call it adult inquiry course, where you learn those six chief parts, what we believe and teach, what we hold fast to. And really, the real reality is it's about being attached to the vine. Do you ever think about your confirmation class? Every once in a while, I look at my picture of my confirmation class, and I wonder where all these others ended up. Some I know. The vast majority, I can still remember their names. And yet, there's probably that one or two that you look at that class and say, now, who was that? Because you've had no contact. Do you ever wonder about others and their relationship, who sat there with you in confirmation, who sat there with you on that special day? And what has happened to their life? What has happened to your life? You see, it's about being attached. God, in the waters of baptism, called us to be his children. He named us by name. He knows everything about us. And then we are reminded that I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. What is the fruit that we have borne throughout our lifetime, this journey we take? And where is our relationship to our God? Because the most important thing we can leave with any one of these six young people who are going to be sitting here is that relationship they have to their God. It ought to be the most important relationship you have in your life, along with your relationship to your wife and your children. It is about being attached. It is about belonging and knowing that we are loved and forgiven and that we are sinful and unclean and fall short of the glory of God. And yet God still loves us. God is still there for us. And so Jesus said, I am the true vine. As the true vine, he is the one whom we need to be attached to. It is through the waters of our baptism. It is throughout all the phases of life. And for many of us, we've seen a number of those phases of life. And it is being and still being attached to that vine. There is no greater relationship that we have. And when we are not attached, then what happens? There may be times when we have felt unattached and we needed to be grafted back onto the vine. And when those times happened, it was God's love that called you back. God's love that picked you up. God's grace that surrounded you. Think about what it is to be attached to the vine and what it means in each one of our lives. Because there will be that day when our last hour comes, and that attachment will be the most important thing you can hold on to. That relationship of a God who has been there with you, not only from the beginning, but even now, in the end. You are attached to the vine. You are a people of God's grace, love, and mercy. Never forget that attachment in your life. Amen.